Solidarity is a unity of hearts, minds, and hands, rooted in ideals capable of transforming the world. This is a story of ultimate bravery, standing up for the truth regardless of the severity of the consequences. This is a story of paying the ultimate price for literally practicing what you preach. This is the story of one man who became an inspiration to millions of Poles and his role in the success of the Solidarity movement and the fall of communism in Poland. This is the story of Jerzy Popiełuszko. Father Jerzy Popiełuszko became one of the key symbols of resistance against the communist regime in Poland. His life and martyrdom in 1984 became part of the struggle for freedom and human dignity, inspiring generations to come. Born in 1947, he showed a special devotion to God and an ability to form a particular bond with people from a young age. After being ordained in 1972, his pastoral work and charisma quickly gained wide recognition. He became a spiritual guide, especially during martial law, where he served as chaplain of Solidarity, supporting those fighting for freedom. In his sermons during the famous Masses for the Homeland, Father Popiełuszko called for the fight for truth, justice, and respect for human rights. His words, full of love for others, yet firm in their criticism of the regime, ignited hope and determination. Perceiving him as a threat, the communists decided to silence him. On the 19th of October 1984, Jerzy Popiełuszko was abducted and brutally murdered by security service officers. The evidence of violence on his body was extensive. He suffered numerous broken bones, bruises, and internal injuries. The torture included severe beatings and brutal treatment. The autopsy revealed that he had died as a result of his injuries sustained during the merciless interrogations and drowning. Millions of Poles paid tribute to his memory, and his grave became a place of pilgrimage. His death shocked Poland and the world. It became both a catalyst and a pivotal moment in the struggle against the communist regime. Today, the spirit of his sacrifice still lives on, reminding us of the values for which he gave his life: truth, freedom, human dignity, and solidarity. There are prisons that are invisible. There are very many of them. There are prisons in which people are born, grow up, and die. There are prisons of political systems. Not only do they destroy the body, but they reach further. They reach the soul. They reach deep into true freedom.